We don't like to have enough money to buy everything from all of the makers we admire, right? But nobody can afford that. Well, maybe some really rich people. But there's other ways, heaps of other ways, that you can show support for your fellow makers, even if you don't have the cash to buy all of their creations. In this episode, number 26, we discuss many ways that you can do just that.
Do you want to make it as a maker? This is the Business of Making podcast with your hosts, Michaela Denvers, Deb Engelmeyer, and Jess Van Den.
We know from experience that growing a handmade business is bloody hard work. We're here to make it a little bit easier for you by dishing out reality-based, no BS, tried and tested advice on how to make your business work.
Tune in every week for an honest conversation on what it really takes to make a creative business a success.
Hello, hello, lovely makers. Jess here, and welcome to the Business of Making podcast for another week. As always, of course, I am not here by myself. I am with the lovely Deb.
Hello.
And the lovely Mick.
Hi. I just thought we could just not say anything then, and then it would sound like you were there by yourself.
That would be mean.
I know. If I didn't do it.
No, you didn't, because you're too nice. And today, of course, we are here. We are here with another episode about making business, the business of making, hence the name. And before I jump into that, though, I want to say a huge thank you to a very special person, one of our patrons, Alia Hutchinson from Sailor Mouth Soaps. Alia is awesome. She makes soaps inspired by creepy, cute stuff, replica food, witchcraft, animism, floristry, and herbalism. Her stuff is just so unique and so awesome, and you can find it at sailormouthsoaps.com. Do check it out if that sounds like it's up your alley, or even not, because I guarantee you will find something that you think is pretty cool. And I love it. I love seeing makers like Alia who just kind of really dive into their niche and own it and do it their way and become successful. So she's a great example of someone who's done a really excellent job of this. So good on you, Alia, and thank you so, so, so much, not only for being here and being one of our patron supporters, but being an active supporter, you know, leaving us questions, participating in the Facebook group. We really appreciate you being part of our community. Thank you so much. And today, our episode, we are going to be talking about supporting makers, which is appropriate because Alia is really good at that. And we want to talk about supporting other makers if you can't afford to purchase their products, because that is kind of, you know, the obvious way to support other people is, hey, if you can, purchase them. And I know, you know, we all do that where we can. We purchase from our friends and other makers where we can, but, you know, we can't buy everything. And there might be people who you really admire who make stuff that's not really your cup of tea personally, but you think it's really cool anyway, and you want to see them succeed. So how do we support those people? We're going to talk about that today.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm like, where do we start? Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of ways, but I'm like, I did the intro. I'm just going to pause here and let someone else talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just go with idea number one. I guess people, like, you know.
Could I just say how – I love how you say idea, because with your French accent, idea, it's so adorable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, and plus the Australian accent is even like, I. What am I meant
idea.
To say?
Idea.
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 Idea. Idea. I'm going to keep going with my idea.
Yeah. Sounds very proper.
But, yeah, I think the first thing is supporting each other inside of communities of makers, be them free or paid or whatever, free Facebook group communities that we have. Just go in there and actually support them. Give feedback when someone is asking, like, hey, I just launched this new product, or this is my new banner. What do you think of my branding? What do you think of my picture photography? Like, don't just read that and scroll past it. Actually taking time to, like, it's going to take you like a minute and a half of your day to actually give feedback to someone is massive. And that's not going to help them financially because you're not buying the product, but it's really showing support for the business because you're giving them, you know, constructive feedback. And I think that, you know, I'm sure a lot of you listening actually probably do that. But if you find yourself asking more than you give in those communities, just make sure that you actually spend some time yeah, helping other people out.
I think that's actually so valuable. I think that's probably one of the most valuable. We should have left that till like 0.7 or something.
Oh, damn it. Maybe we'll just wrap up the episode and that's it for today, guys.
But hey, if people can't listen to the rest, although I don't know why you wouldn't listen to the rest, they get the most important one first.
There you go. Yeah. I think though, from the research that I've done so far in my researching hat area,
The different hats, the Edward DeBono.
I was trying to say like corner as well. So it's like a hat area. It's where I put on my different hats in the corner of my house.
Oh, God. Now I'm visualizing you like sitting in the corner putting a special hat on to do your research.
I'm super smart, guys.
As long as it's not a dunce cap.
Yeah, hopefully not a dunce cap. Yes. So from the research that I've been looking at, one of the things that's most important in like business outcomes and business success, not only for female entrepreneurs, but just business owners in general, and also not only for micro business owners, which most of us all are, which is less than 4 employees, you know, self-employed sole traders, but for small and medium sized businesses as well. So people who are turning over like a lot of money compared to what we are, one of the most important aspects of that is having a network of people. So like to support you. So exactly what you were saying just then, Deb, is it's so important not just to be in those groups, but to actually connect with people in those groups is actually, I've said actually like way too many times in this paragraph, but actually is so important for that support and for your business to be successful. So yeah, just trying to hammer that point home, research-based, do it.
I would not be where I am now without the support of other makers.
Yeah.
Like when I first started out, there was a really amazing Etsy team that I was part of. And we had this we had a thread on Etsy. And my God, those people just, they were everything. Like if I hadn't had the support of those other makers who were a little bit further ahead of me, who were willing to help me, I would not have succeeded. So I can't overstate how important peer support is in this industry.
It's important because it gives you business advice and feedback and all of that, but it's also like a mental game, like where you feel so alone. Like I think we've talked in previous episode about how like family and friends, like, they can support you, but sometimes they're like also don't understand what you're doing. Mm. They're not necessarily the best at giving you feedback because they love you and they're like, it's amazing. When really what you need to know is, no, this picture is not well lit. It's crappy and you need to take it again.
Yeah.
But they're never going to say that to you because they want to be like, you know, encouraging, blah, blah, blah. Supportive.
Supportive in the wrong way.
Yeah. Supportive. That's totally neat. Like everything I do is like, that's amazing. And I'm like, but I'm really trying to ask you what's wrong with it. Like, can you find one bad thing?
How do I make it?
I don't know. It's just so good. And I'm like, but you always say that. It's not helpful. But anyway.
At least he's supportive.
He's so supportive. Oh, my God. I would not ease everything. He's
pretty much a lot of women out there right now going, fuck you, Deb. Like,
yeah. It's true. Stop
complaining about this amazing thing in your life.
but it's you know, yeah, so I was saying the mental thing is really important because you do feel lonely. You do feel like, I need feedback on this. I'm stuck. I'm feeling, you know, scared, insecure, blah, blah, blah. And having someone that's there going like, you can do this or you should do this way. Have you considered that? Is really, really helpful. And the one last thing I would say about that as well is I find that sometimes when someone, for example, in a free Facebook group asks a question, like they post, let's say, a bunch of new pictures that they've taken and they're asking for feedback, sometimes a lot of people will comment if the pictures are amazing. Like, so it's like, wow, congrats, they look beautiful and all. And when the pictures are actually not that great, less people comment or people don't comment because they don't know how to say, look, it's not good. And these are the people that you need to help them out. So if you're like in a Facebook group and you're like, oh, wow, those shots are actually not great, I know it's hard because it takes a little bit more time to actually frame it in a way that's not like YouTube crappy shots. Like, you don't want to be mean, but you do need to pay even more attention to those ones and say, hey, you know what, whatever the name would be, I think there's a few things you could improve here, because it's not the easiest thing to do, but it's so important to give that negative feedback.
100%
constructive.
Exactly. So we've just covered this in one of my classes at university, as in I was teaching the students how to give constructive criticism on other design students' work. And we always teach it as the shit sandwich, which is, you know, shit in the middle and positive on both ends.
Yeah.
I love that. I've never heard that before.
It's good. It's the way to do it.
very common. But it's really important to not just to say, so you say something you like about it, you say something that could be improved, and then you like reinforce the whatever's good about it. It's just so someone doesn't like get completely deflated about their work. But at the same time, it's not enough to just say, I like the colors, the type is shit, or, you know, the lighting is shit. And then whatever, by the way, the colors are really good. That's not enough. You have to say why. So I like the colors because they really seem to speak to your brand or your audience, and the lighting is bad, but why? Like, how do they fix it? There's no point just saying something's bad. You have to actually give a suggestion on how it could be improved, because they probably already know it's bad. Like, they might, it's not helpful in any way just to say it's bad. Like, suggestions on how it can be improved as well.
Yeah that's definitely that's the key. It's like, you say what they can do, you're helping them. That's the whole point. It's that you know something could be better and you know how it could be better, so you're telling them and you're helping them to make it better. Peer support is so important, and as a, like, I think that's why for me, like, as a teacher, that's what I really focus on encouraging, is that peer support, peer-to-peer learning, because I think, you know, it's as important, if not more important, than learning from a teacher or a mentor.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're on, you know, the same level as the person that you're working with, and they can help you, but you can also help them. Like, that, you'll know stuff they don't know, and they might know stuff you don't know. So it's that give and take is really, really nice.
So I like that we started with the what I deem to be one of the most important ones. I mean, I'm sure there's other ones that are important too, but I guess the sort of simpler things that take probably less than a second that you could do is just supporting people on social media with, you know, likes and follows and whatever else to, help with their algorithm, whatnot stuff. Mm-hmm. That's very, like, surface level, but it's extremely easy to do.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, commenting, especially commenting, sharing, like, another fun thing to do is share someone on your Instagram stories. Like, take a screenshot of their Instagram post and share it on your story and tag them. Like, those, it seems like such a little thing and it doesn't take very long, but it shares them with your audience and it helps to spread the word. You know, if you like something, share it.
Yeah. And it makes that person feel good too.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you.
Yeah. And honestly, it makes you look good too. Like, not that you're doing stuff, but I know in my Instagram feed, when I see people do that and sharing other makers' stuff in their niche and in their industry as well, because you kind of need it to be so relevant to the people that are following you anyway. I'm like, this is like so nice, because actually this person is just really loving and supportive and, you know, so it's really a nice thing to say. And then sharing is your family and on your personal pages as well, especially when you're on like Christmas, Valentine's and all, like, you know, if you're looking for something like this, like Camellia does those candles. I don't know. I just made that up, but Camellia candles. This is great.
Anyone named Camellia out there? We have an idea for you.
It's easy and it's quick to do, and it's definitely important. Because imagine if you were that person, you'd be like, oh, that's amazing, someone shared that. And it's not guaranteeing, like, you know, promising a sale or anything, but it's really a nice thing to do.
And another level up from that is similar, is like, maybe I used to do this a lot when I blogged all the time, is I would have like product roundups on my blog where I would share, like, often I would include like one piece of my stuff and a whole bunch of other people's stuff. But not always. Sometimes it would just be other people's stuff, and I would highlight to a theme things that I liked. Gift guides as well. So, you know, around holiday times, if you want to do a gift guide that isn't just about your stuff but includes your stuff, find other complimentary makers and include them in it, and, you know, hopefully they'll share it as well. And so, you know, it's a kind of everybody gets something out of that. Giveaways, you know, doing group giveaways is another thing you can do. So work with one or two or three other makers who sell stuff that's complementary to yours and do a group giveaway together, which you all promote on your social media and your mailing lists and everything like that. So that's another way to work with each other to promote each other's stuff also.
I just thought of two more, and this episode I wrote them down so I wouldn't forget this time.
I feel like I should applaud.
Yes, applause, actually, yes. That was awesome. No. Who is Michaela too? She's like so weird. But I was just thinking, like, if you are a type of person who is a maker and likes it, or even isn't a maker, maybe you're just listening to us because you're super cool. If you are like attending markets, like handmade markets, definitely attend those. That's fine. But if you can't afford to buy anything, take friends, like take your friends to the markets, introduce people to this niche industry that we're all in that maybe wouldn't otherwise know about it or wouldn't sort of realize that it's not all just like really old fashioned granny crafts. It's like super cool now. And like people really like the industry and there's very cool stuff to buy, bring them along to the markets and show them around and go, here's where you buy all your gifts now. Don't go. And the other one I just thought of was word of mouth. So along a similar vein, just like keep in your head all of the makers that you know about. And anytime it comes up in conversation that someone is looking for something like, oh, I really need to go and buy a new jumper. You're like, oh, well, I know this awesome maker who actually makes handmade, knitted, chunky knit, cool sweaters or whatever. So that word of
mouth. Wow, that was a great keyword for description of this item. Great SEO in there.
Can I just say that's also the power of really good branding if you're a crafter. You want to be known as the person who makes like you want a very specific phrase that describes what you make so that people remember it and can recommend you. Yeah. You're not just like, oh, that chick, she makes sterling silver jewelry. There's 10 million other people.
Yeah, or like she makes this and this. It's like, oh, she's a crafter. She makes 10,000 different things and the person doesn't give a shit. But when the person who makes, she's the one that makes recycled, eco-friendly silver jewelry.
Yeah.
Or chunky knit sweaters, et cetera. Where'd I get that idea from, Deb? Why was that in my head? Chunky knit sweaters. I need one.
Is it a bit cold down there at the moment, ladies?
It's a little bit cold. Deb posted a picture of her in a very cute jumper.
It was not handmade. I'm so sorry.
Is that the one that I commented on?
Probably. Yes.
That's such a cute photo. Go on her Instagram and go look at it.
It's my new favorite jumper. I thought of a new one that I just wrote down that I think I'm really excited. I can't believe I almost didn't think of that. That's maybe more important than helping in communities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pricing your damn products right and correctly. Yes. And do not underprice your own products, because when you do that, you are miseducating customers to understanding the value of what handmade products actually cost to make and produce. Mm-hmm. And so when you're undercharging as a community, then people go on Etsy and they're like, well, you know, I don't know, I think that costs $5. And that's just because other people are selling it for $5 when really it should be for $25. So it's for you that you're doing it because you want to make money and profit, but it's also as a community. If you're undercharging, you're hurting the entire handmade market, and that's not something we want you to do. And that's, I'm really so passionate about pricing, but yeah, that's very, very important.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Good for you for remembering.
Yeah, I had a sticky note in front of me and I was just like, let me write this down. I can't forget to talk about pricing. No, it's really important.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's funny, that's actually the reason, I have a video where I'm like, all the reasons why you should put your prices up. And like, most of them are like to make more money, to make more sales, to blah, 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 like for your shop. And then the last one is this one reason I just had then, which was like, because you want to support the community and you're hurting the community if you're undercharging. And a lot of people actually told me this is the one thing that made me want to put my prices up, not my own profit, not the fact that I'm working 100 hours a week and not paying myself.
Honestly, like, it's ridiculous, but so nice that this is
so nice.
Where we work in. Like, people care about others more than themselves, which is also, oh my gosh, like, we could go on for hours about this and I don't even have words because it's so frustrating how much women undervalue themselves. But it's nice at the same time. Like, people are very caring, want others to succeed, which is beautiful.
It is. And, you know, if you're at, if you have a shop, like an actual physical shop, obviously that's a great way. If you do markets, you know, is there a way you can promote other people, like share a market stall with someone or something like that? I mean, there's so many different ways to do it.
And when you find good content online as well, go and share that, like our podcast.
That's how you can support these makers.
Yeah.
Just a little plug there.
But seriously, though, you know, I think there's no competition. You're unique. You create your unique things. Like, giving people access to education, be it like a free podcast like this one or Jess's podcast or YouTube videos for me and Meek, or, you know, me and Meek, that was really hard to say for some reason. I was like, me, you. You know, whatever you find helpful, or it could be a paid course or whatever it is, share it with other people without fearing that they're going to succeed and then you're going to fail because there's not enough in the world for both of you to be, you know, winning at this
game.
We should
like, do a whole episode on scarcity mindset.
And oh, yeah. For sure.
Hey there, Maker. Are you loving this podcast as much as we love bringing it to you? If so, we would love to talk to you about supporting us on Patreon. Becoming one of our patrons is a way to support the show and to help us produce it each week. You can help for as little as $1 a month and you get access to behind the scenes, extra content we won't share anywhere else, a link to your shop on our website, and even a shout out on the podcast. To learn more, simply go to thebusinessofmaking.com/support. And now back to the show.
Yeah, sharing helpful resources. That's definitely number one huge tick. You know, where to share them? Share them on your Instagram, share them in your Facebook, especially Facebook groups. I think that's a really huge one.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we are the makers of these things. The people who create these resources, we can't go in and share them because that's self-promotion.
Yeah.
It's not cool. So, but you can share them because you're not getting any benefit from it except helping other people. So please do. Like, I love sharing other people's resources as well. Like on Pinterest, you know, I pin other people's helpful resources, often thinking, God damn it, why didn't I do that first? But I still do it. So, you know, stuff like that. So sharing. And if you are on Pinterest, like, if you haven't already got, and you probably do, but if you haven't already got like a board, like handmade business, where you collect this sort of stuff, you should be doing that.
Yeah.
Because you're collecting it for your own good. But on Pinterest, the beautiful thing is other people will see it as well. So that's a really good one as a to-do also.
Yeah. That made me think of something else, but it's kind of related to the first point we had, which is like going into communities and supporting each other by giving feedback. But the other side of that is actually sharing your insights. So if you had a win, something went really well, or if you had a big epic fail, and you learn something from it, going into a group and saying, hey, I've done that and that's what I would recommend because it worked for me because of this and this reason. Or, you know, it's really important to share. Like, I think this is how humans have learned for like, you know, pretty much we were still monkeys. Like, this is why we are what we are today as species, because we learn from each other and telling each other stories and getting insights from each other's experiences. So going and sharing your own stuff. And sometimes it feels like you're like, oh, I don't want to tell anyone. Like, you know, I've had a really successful launch. Like, I'm just shy and too humble and I don't want to feel braggy. But it's like you can do it in the way that's like not just, hey, I'm amazing. Like, this is how much sales I've been making this Valentine's or whatever. I don't know why I keep saying Valentine's. It's definitely not the right time to be. Whatever. It's more like Mother's Day at the moment. But anyway, just going in and saying, these are why I think this launch worked really well and what I did and what you guys could do too. That's really, really super helpful. Because
I
think about how much you love reading those things yourself. Like, content.
I think that's a really good tip of just when you're trying to, you know, engage with people in groups, do it that way. Like, don't just post your own stuff, because that's when, you know, the mods or whoever come in and say, you can't keep doing that, stop posting your own stuff. Instead of just posting like your shop link, like post it and say like, I just had a really great launch, but don't like, you know, you want to actually give people information that will they will find helpful. It's not like you're just promoting your thing. You can, you know, say, what you learned, what was difficult, you know, what worked, what didn't work, any of that stuff. Like, put that into those posts and then you'll make more genuine connections with people, and then people will probably buy from you later anyway, instead of just feeling like you're shoving stuff in their face.
Yeah. And one more thing you can do is start your own community of some sort. Like, maybe you want to start a craft guild, or maybe you want to run a market, or maybe you just want to start a Facebook group around a specific topic or whatever. Like, don't be afraid to, if you have an idea that will help people, don't be afraid to start your own thing and support people that way as well. And if you want to teach, do that too. Like, we all love it. We're all here as teachers. We all teach because we want to help people do what I did, and you know, in Mick's case and Deb's case, because, you know, they want to see people in this industry succeed.
Mm.
And because we care about, you know, the people in this industry, and it's so difficult to succeed in the handmade industry. So the more we can help each other, the better, really.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think that's pretty much it. Ladies, have you guys got anything else to share?
No, I feel like we're going to log off and then I'm going to be like, oh, and this. But right now my brain is empty.
Okay. That's it. And guys, if you're listening, if you have ideas, tell us. Like, you know, share in the Facebook group. Come over and share how you've helped other makers in the past. And we'd love to hear from that. So to just head on over to thebusinessofmaking.com/Facebook to join our free Facebook community. Or just search for us on Facebook and we'll turn up. And, you know, speaking of sharing, please, if you get value out of this podcast, if you find it educational, entertaining, informative, whatever, please do share it with your communities. Take a screenshot and share it in your Instagram stories. Share a link to your favorite episode in a Facebook group that you're part of or a forum that you frequent. Just let people know that this free resource exists and that they can take advantage of it as well. That's one of the reasons I love doing a podcast. You know, it's so easy for makers to listen while they're working. So, you know, help them out by sharing the resources that you find useful with them. Because you never know, like, I've had so many people email me over the years or send me messages from my own personal podcast about how it's really changed their life. Like, you know, the lessons and the stuff I've shared there has helped them to grow a business or create a business. And as a teacher, that is the most amazing thing that you will ever experience. And you just want more people to have the opportunity to learn, you know, this thing is free. It's out there. It's like, oh, I just want more people to be able to listen to it and benefit from it. So that's something you can do is help other people benefit from it. So thank you for everyone who has shared this. Thank you to everyone who's going to share this. We really appreciate it. And of course, subscribe if you haven't already. I don't know why you wouldn't have, because why would you want to miss an episode on your platform of choice? And another thing you can do to help is leave a review either on our Facebook page or on, you know, Apple Podcasts, or I still go to say iTunes. It's been like a year since they've changed it. Wherever you listen to this, we'd really, really appreciate that. And thank you so much for being here and supporting us, especially our wonderful patrons on Patreon. Thank you guys so much. We couldn't do it without you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We love you.
We do. And we'll be back again next week with another episode of the show.
Bye. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.